You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
3 o'clock.
Yes.
In the Southland.
Very distinct voice. Another patron saint of Yacht Rock.
Yes, this is the great Mike McDonald.
Don't disrespect him ever.
Wait, Mikey.
Nobody calls him Larry David. Yeah, nobody calls Mikey, him Brookie.
Like, you know, Brookie. Yeah. No, this is great, Michael McDonald.
The great Michael McDonald. On a live imaging Tuesday on the show celebrating their 20th year here at ESPN Los Angeles.
By the way, Bergman, what is the name of the coach of the Miami Dolphins?
Mike McDonald.
Mike McDaniel.
McDaniel,
right?
Yeah.
What is the name of the new coach of the Seahawks?
I think it is Mike McDonald.
Are we going to have two Mike McDaniels?
Well, no, it's a Mike McDonald, I think, that went to Seattle, right? Baltimore,
McDonald,
D.C.?
It's a McDonald. Yeah, Mike McDonald.
Mike McDonald.
Yes, was. So you have a McDaniel and a McDonald.
Yeah, I got
that. That won't be confusing.
No, not at all.
Yeah. By the way, can you hit the breaking news music for me?
Here we go. What's happening?
On Thursday, 2/8/24. Mason and Ireland will have a special guest. I've been trying to pull this off for a while, as
really?
John knows. The great Dr. Robert Clapper will call in. How are you?
Dr. Clapper. I saw him on your social media. Yeah.
We had a very nice lunch yesterday.
One of my favorite dudes.
Are we
having conversations to perhaps bring Doc back into the fold one day?
Well, I think he can always be part of the fold, part of the fabric, as we look to explore different options. But how could 2/8/24 happen on this radio station?
He loved Kobe.
Oh,
without
yes,
Dr. Clapper sharing some of his emotions and thoughts.
That's
so
nice.
We'll figure out what time Corporate Greg and I, what time he's going to pop on.
The great thing about Dr. Clapper is, over the years, we would call him and he'd be in surgery.
Yeah.
And he would say, all right, hold on, I'll walk out and talk to those guys for 5 minutes.
Snap off his gloves and his mask.
Then I'll go back in. I'm like, I hope we're not leaving some guy with his knee cut open.
Yeah, right.
In there.
Right.
They're on his anesthetic.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
What are they saying, Caddyshack? Stick a tube in his nose and I'll go for 4 hours. I'll call him.
He oversaw
Dr. Beeper.
He oversaw my club champion. My neck surgery. Dr. Clapper was the guy.
He did Michael's knee.
Yeah.
He did Michael's knee replacement. Yeah,
he checked out my finger yesterday at lunch because I got that sideways pinky.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Okay. So everyone except Greg Bergman knows that Curb Your Enthusiasm is the funniest show on TV.
It's my favorite show on TV.
Yeah. And you said last night you used the word, you used the letters M-E-H.
Meh.
Meh.
Because the episode was meh.
You're wrong. Yeah. But that's not
missed,
why that's not why I brought
that.
It up.
But he does have a right to his opinion.
Yeah.
Speaking of right to
only
your
if
opinion,
it's right.
Okay.
You guys are just
Larry David was on Bill Simmons' podcast.
Yeah.
And he feels very strongly about eliminating a part of football that we've all come accustomed to, but I'm not sure he's wrong. Listen to Larry David and Bill Simmons talk about place kickers in football. Here it is.
But I really believe that we should get rid of goalposts in football. No. The field goals ruin the game. They don't enhance the game. They make it worse. You have a guy who's kicking a ball through parallel bars to win games. Why? There's no reason behind it. He's not a football player. Buffalo didn't lose that game. This guy, this one guy who's not even a football player, loses the game for them. Why do we have to have it? What for what reason?
So you would get rid of kickers entirely and you just go for it on fourth down every time and not have kickoffs.
Well, unless you want to punt.
Right. So you keep punters.
You keep punters. Yeah.
Okay.
So he compromised there at the end. He's willing to take a punter,
so you just
but
do
not a kicker.
What, a 2-point conversion every time?
Okay.
Or in a field goal situation.
I always subscribe to the theory.
Yeah, I guess you just go for it.
That if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And football is the most popular sport in America. So I think this would obviously be a huge radical change. But I'm not sure he's wrong, Greg.
I don't think he's wrong.
No, he's not wrong at all. I think kickers basically ruin the game. I mean,
but they can definitely
idiot kickers
take
like
you
Mike
down.
Vanderjagt.
Mike Vanderjagt. Just, look at Greg dropping the Peyton Manning idiot kicker.
Yeah, but that's
he wrong, Mace?
Right. Well, it came down to a field goal, and they didn't go for a field goal because they were afraid he wasn't going to be able to hit a 45-yarder.
It is weird that an entire game rides on one guy who, and he rightfully points out, isn't really a football player, that he decides the game. It probably is a reasonable take, but I agree with you, John. You can't change the NFL. It does seem to be working. Well, it seems to be catching on.
They change it all the time. You don't even know what a catch is. Nobody knows what a
catch is. Yeah, Greg's right. They've made some pretty radical changes. Yeah. This would obviously be the most radical of all because you would change pro, college, and high school all in one fell swoop.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because there's kickers at every level of football.
Scott Kaplan will be really angry.
Who?
Eliminating kickers, Scott Kaplan.
I'm not sure. Cappy's here today. We'll ask him when he comes in. I'm not sure he will be.
Well, his son was a kicker.
Right.
Yeah, his son was a kicker too.
But he loves football.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure this doesn't make football better. Brian, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
You're all for getting rid of the kickers?
Get rid of the goalposts?
No goalposts? Come on.
Toss the punters there, too.
Need a goalpost. Oh, no punting either.
Wouldn't this create one of the problems? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it create a lot of turbulence in trying to handicap the game and the lines?
That's interesting.
Well, if you have Brandon Staley as your coach and you go for it on fourth down no matter what every time, it's obviously going to affect you.
But, what's a 3.5-point line anymore?
Right.
Like, a 3.5-point line would be meaningless because there's no field goal to make that happen. Well,
they would just change the lines. They would.
Yeah, the lines would be like seven.
Yeah, but that makes it more difficult.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it does make. Well, that's they want difficult.
Yeah,
right?
They want it to
if
be
it's
difficult.
A 6.5-point spread or a 7.5-point spread, it makes a large difference.
There's an element of Larry David now that is just yelling at Sky. Old man yelling at Sky.
But it's funny.
Oh, it's very funny.
It's funny, though.
It's very funny, but he is yelling at Sky.
Him yelling at Siri last night or Sunday night was spectacular.
It was fantastic.
The whole thing with the tip and the toilet bowl, I didn't think that was funny.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah, were you just giving everything away? Yeah,
by the way, I'll give you another hot take
concerning
playoff football.
Okay.
If you are a team and you are down in the second half
in
a playoff game, do not punt. You're not going to get the ball back, or you're going to get the ball back. It's not going to work out.
We've actually seen
this. Just go for it.
We've seen this multiple
times. Just go for it.
Yeah. There is a very successful coach.
Right.
Pointing that to Sean McVay.
Because you're playing a team that is probably equal to you or better than you.
Right.
And if you're down in the second half, then they're better than you at the moment. Don't punt the ball. Just go for it.
Chris, there's a successful, really successful high school coach in the South that never punts. Doesn't even have a punter on his roster.
I love that.
And he's won like 7 state titles.
And Sean McDermott should have been fired because of his decision in that game. You have a $100 million quarterback and you go for a fake punt in your own territory?
That was a very weird call.
It ended up not hurting him.
Yeah.
Well, they lost. But no, it didn't hurt him in that moment. They got lucky, but still.
Yeah. I don't know. Comes down to a kicker.
It should never come down to a kicker anymore. I don't think it should.
It's so dramatic. It is dramatic. You got to admit.
And now, when
Buffalo missed that kick, I was like, oh.
A lot of these kickers can make them from 60 yards.
Yeah.
Brett Maher, the current Rams kicker, is 4-for-7 lifetime 50-plus.
I think it's fair to say former Rams kicker.
Well, probably. But, I mean, he'll get a chance to audition for the job.
And by the way, that Patriot.
Think so? I think they're going to sign somebody for real this year.
Because they're going to be better.
Yeah, they're going to be better, so they want a really good kicker.
And they have $50 million to play with. So
They're 50 under the cap.
The Patriots documentary that's coming out from Apple, how much out of it area are we going to have to deal with?
Oh, God.
It's going to be exhausting.
So how much Patriots are we going to have to deal with?
Well, I think it's an interesting story if they're being real.
The good news is you don't have to watch if you don't want to.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. There are more and more that I don't watch.
Just like Travis Atsui, you don't have to listen.
Oh, no, I love
Travis.
A lot
of people don't.
I listen to Travis Lee.
Mace, you are going to love that Greatest Night in Pop. It
is
so good.
I'm
going to
watch it
tonight. Yeah, Waylon Jennings.
Now that I find out why I'm Waylon Jennings.
You're going to laugh. Yeah. When you find out what the distinction for Waylon Jennings is. And by the way, I could see Mason reacting
100%.
That way.
100%.
Reacting how? Oh, now
do you want us to tell you?
Well,
or do you want to watch it?
No, don't tell me. Okay. Let me watch it.
Because it involves a little overtone that we probably don't want to get into.
Okay. No, it's almost a casual aside, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah. By the way, a lot of people very upset with your Usher take.
That's fine. I mean, if they're Usher fans, they should be.
Yeah.
I just don't think Usher's a big enough name to play at the Super Bowl. Do you?
Well, what I'm getting is that probably He has a greater. He sold tickets really all summer long in Vegas. It was like the hottest ticket in Vegas.
No, it wasn't.
The
Sphere was the hottest ticket in Vegas.
Well,
the
Sphere was $2,500. See, I mean, right. Among real people, yeah. Regular people who can't afford the Sphere, Usher, and a lot of people saying it's a white guy thing.
That's not true.
You don't like Usher either.
Well, I mean, he dissed me, but that's a whole other situation.
Oh, that's another situation.
Do you like his music? Taking that all aside, just the music.
Of course, I grew up on Usher, but that doesn't mean that I agree with Ireland. I think somebody else should have done it.
You do? Okay, now Morales just said the same thing.
I said he was huge in the mid-2000s, but really, if like 2024,
that was my
not now.
Too.
Yeah,
you know, he played in 2011 with Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, okay.
So he was
like a feature. Right?
Aside from Taylor Swift, who else would you have put in that slot? Because I think they've used everybody for halftime. Well,
JT, although they don't want to go
JT
back.
JT did it twice.
Yeah, but they don't want to go back.
JT got a second one.
But they don't want, in today's era, they have a whole generation they could explain in 2004, and they just don't want to do that.
So who is it?
I would have brought back Bruno Mars before I hired Usher.
Even though Bruno's done it twice.
Yeah.
He's that good, though.
Yeah.
Twice.
Especially when you don't have to make him the exclusive
Beyonce.
One. I mean,
Beyonce's done it twice.
I know, but she's great.
When the Super Bowl was in L.A., so two Super Bowls
right,
ago.
Right, it was the hip-hop tribute.
Yeah, which was great.
Which was fantastic.
I thought it had Snoop, it had Dr. Dre, it had Mary J. Blige, it had Eminem. I mean, I thought that was great. If this turns into that, if it's Usher and Friends, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I've already heard that Ludacris may be a guy that goes. I heard Will I Am might be a guy that goes, that he's going to have some guest stars.
So, I hope so.
Yeah. I hold out hope that it's going to be a good show. And I think they're quickly running out of people to do halftime that are going to move the needle.
How in Vegas? It's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Do you not have Lil Wayne Newton up there?
Lil Wayne Newton.
How do you not have Wayne up
there? Is Wayne still alive?
I think so.
Is he still performing?
I don't know if he's performing anymore. Lionel Richie concert in Vegas 2 years ago, and Wayne was there as a fan.
Was he?
Yeah.
How do you not have Wayne singing Donka Shane?
Donka Shane.
How do you not have Engelbert Humperdinck pop up?
Engelbert.
By the way, I'm seeing him Saturday night.
Oh, so
are you really? Where at?
It was a Christmas gift from my parents because they know I love Engelbert.
Yeah.
Actually, next Saturday night.
Where is he at?
Is it this Saturday night? This Saturday night. At the, hold on, I'll tell you. I'll stand by. It's in Beverly Hills, the Saban Theater.
Oh, the Saban.
Saban, sorry.
Yeah, the Saban Theater.
Which I've seen Keith Sweat there a couple times, so I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know,
I might be the youngest person in the crowd, though.
Another person, after watching the Grammys on Sunday, that I think would have been really cool, and I don't know if he's ever done it. Has Jay-Z ever done the Super Bowl?
Well, he's programs the Super Bowl.
Right.
But he's in charge of
call
the
your
talent.
Own, call your own number.
Has he done it?
You know, I think he'd be really good. How about Jay-Z and Beyonce together? That's 45 Grammys between the two of them.
Yeah, that's true. She's got most of them, doesn't she?
No, she has 23
and
he has 22.
They're tied, right? They're really close.
She has one more than him.
Although, as he pointed out, she's never won Album of the Year.
Yeah.
He made a point of that.
I love him for that, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
Why?
Because, A, he's standing up for his woman, and he's right.
Kelvin Washington just texted me, I will have no Usher slander. I will call in. We're not afraid of you, Kelvin.
Yeah,
call in. 877-710-ESPN.
Yeah, he texts us all the time.
Defend Usher.
Yeah.
He's not as big as Jay-Z. He's not as big as Snoop. He's not as big as Mary J. Blige. I would bring back the hip-hop show from 2 years ago before I
you
give
You just
it
keep doing the same thing over and over again without doing anything new. You just want to bring back Beyonce.
No, I would
Beyonce for the third time. Bruno Mars for the third time.
I would rather see them with that platform than Usher. Maybe Usher will prove me wrong and he'll knock it out of the park.
I'd say Usher's going to knock it out of the park.
Beyonce and Shakira. Yeah, yeah. That'd be good.
Well, Shakira just did it with J-Lo.
Yeah, but she was great, too.
You can't just keep having the cast back. It's not a sitcom.
So why not
just keep bringing the same people back over and over again?
Why not go back to the well? U2 is hot because of the Sphere. Why not have Advi U2 out there?
I don't think U2 has any youth appeal.
Has Jay-Z done the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I can see.
That'd be fun.
So it's just about youth appeal?
Well, I think you want to find somebody that appeals to everybody,
well,
right?
I got that
you
want to
find somebody that you're not going to go eat during the halftime. I'm going to go eat during the halftime.
You're not even going to give it a watch.
I'll leave it on.
I think he has enough hits to put on something, but he definitely needs a supporting cast.
Mace, next segment we're going to play.
Not done it.
He hasn't.
Yeah, he turned it down in 2017.
Next segment we're going to play Nice and Slow by Usher, and I'm going to show you a new dance I got.
Oh,
I love
That's
that.
That's a good song.
Oh, God. That sounds awful. Sounds disturbing.
Maybe our ways will touch.
Yeah. Hey, don't forget it's BB Go BB Go Fifth Row Fridays.
I mean, you're the one that segued. You might as well have the liner, right?
It's BB Go Fifth Row Fridays. No, you could write the liner. It's BB Go Fifth Row Fridays, which is
I did. It's right here.
They come like twice a week. BB Go Fifth Row
because
Fridays.
Because they kind of recycle.
Yeah.
God forbid. Oh, really? Is this a bit? They will come every day now.
It's
and
a shot.
I will monitor you.
Okay, good. I say
I will ride you high and tight.
All the liners, I don't want any riding, but I will definitely
high
do the liners.
High and tight, my friend.
Fifth Row Fridays, at some point today, we have said or will say something that is going to be on the Fifth Row Fridays BB Go quiz on Friday at 3:30. Your chance to sit in the fifth row for a Lakers game. Unbelievable opportunity. Mason
Corporate Gray's going to start doing weekly air check sessions with you.
That.
I
is
would
a joke.
Love to.
That
I would
is a joke.
Love to.
Yeah. Weekly air. There's another one.
Greg, if it were any other day, I would attend.
Music testing, consultants, all that crap. I'm glad we're done with all that. You're kind
as far
of a
as
consultant.
You know.
You actually are a consultant.
I am.
Yeah, you're the one consultant we have to deal with. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right, let me tell you about ZipRecruiter. If you are hiring or even if you're looking for a job, go to ZipRecruiter.com/LA. You can try the site for free. And really what we're trying to do is connect with people that are hiring because it takes 11 weeks on average to hire for an open position. That's almost 2.5 months. If you use ZipRecruiter and you go to that website, ZipRecruiter.com/LA, 4 out of 5 companies that use ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. 11 weeks, screw that. How about 1 day? Actually, it's a little higher than that. 83% of companies that use ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate on the first day. Just go to that exclusive web address to try it for free, ZipRecruiter.com/LA. My buddy Ian Siegel, who invented ZipRecruiter, puts it this way. They don't leave anything to chance. Their powerful matching technology quickly finds and sends you the most qualified people for your roles. So what are you waiting for? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/LA. It's free. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Look at this, Mace. Little nice and slow.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday afternoon. I'm going to show you. With the hook, I'm going to show you.
What are you going to show me?
What you got to do is, when he starts performing this Sunday at the halftime show, you just start moving your hips like this.
That's what you're supposed to do?
You want it closer?
No, I don't need it any closer. I saw it. I saw it with enough.
Let's touch lays.
Yeah, I'm not wearing
hip
my
thrust,
right
hip
now.
Hip thrust.
Let's just let them rub together.
Okay, there you go. Rubbing lace. Whatever the hell is
nice
going on
slow,
here.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I got news for you. I'm the big Usher guy here.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big Usher fan.
Are you coming over to me now?
Standing up for Usher. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
All right, so Mason and Morales are now grinding at... This is the most pathetic sight I've ever seen. Two adult old guys.
Hey!
Grinding in the studio.
Let Sam Pines know we got the cold open for the man.
Oh,
he's done.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Terrible.
I think there was nothing I wanted to see less than that.
Yeah. Same.
What now, were we
it
able
bothers
to get
me.
It, were we able to get it in the camera shot of our bottoms touching? Oh, we were. DeAndre
nice.
Says yes.
Oh, DeAndre
nice.
Knows what he's doing back there. He got it.
Bullseye. We know.
Can I throw a name out there for you guys?
Yeah.
What about Drake?
Oh, yeah, that's a great
Drake
call.
Drake would be a great choice.
Drake.
And by the way, great he could bring great collaborators out, too.
Yeah, he's a...
Did we open the phones for Kelvin Washington? You didn't...
Or we could call him, Greg.
Yeah.
I'll send you his number.
Call Kelvin.
I have it.
He's an Usher defender.
I'm a little worn out after that.
Yeah.
In a good way.
And Gabriel Godoy from Corona, congratulations. You're the winner of the Super Squares.
Awesome. Now, let me tell you who the winner is.
The Island
Super Anybody Squares. On YouTube that just witnessed that.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
What is Juan going to do when he sees that?
Thankfully, he does not watch on YouTube. Not Stepdad Leo does, though. So they're definitely watching in Palm Desert.
I apologize to the family.
Whenever, by the way, whenever I get texts from, like, this is the last text I got from Leo. Terrible time for YouTube to buffer for over 2 minutes. He's constantly saying that I somehow am responsible for YouTube and whether or not it's buffering or not.
But do they put it up like on a TV?
They have it on a TV. Okay. They sit and watch us on TV.
I love it. Day. But isn't that great?
It is great. It is great. The people that watch like it.
They do. And a lot of them are watching.
Yeah, a lot of them watching. All right.
So Kelvin Washington is online.
Representing Usher.
Yeah. And I say Usher is not a big enough name to hold down the Super Bowl. Kelvin, you disagree, huh?
Yeah, first of all, I've never been so glad I was listening to you all on radio and not YouTube or not visually, because the Morales and Mason grinding was not what I wanted to see. So I'm so glad that I was on the phone and on the radio.
Exactly.
And
yes.
Well, stay away from social media because it'll be out there.
All right, Kelvin, anytime you want to come in, you're more than welcome. You're part of the fabric of the station, and we can all grind together.
Ugh. Now, Kelvin, explain to me why you think Usher is a good idea.
All right, so a few of the names that you all named are obviously huge people. Like, the answer is always Bruno Mars and Beyonce, right? But to Mace's point, you got to move on and try other things. So you got to look at this a couple of different ways. Let's start with Mace. You were kind of headed that way, but you let Ireland kind of punk you out a little bit about this.
Yes, I did. I did let him punk me out. Go ahead. I know what you're going to say. Go there.
Usher single-handedly brought back the entertainment in Vegas. So that is part of the reason why he is there. This is a great business move, both for he and the city of Vegas. He was there. His tour was every week going viral because so-and-so was there. He's grinding on so-and-so at his performance. So there's a tie-in between Vegas, his show, and also, of course, it being in Vegas. Now, musically as well, I think, John, you know more of his hits than you really think you do. I think you know more of his. Like, he's got great hits for all types. If you want the big David Guetta EDM vibes, he's got that. If you want the Little John vibes, if you want the, as you all were just grinding, that some babies will be made on February 11th vibes, he's got all of that in stores. And not to mention, he's one of the last professionals. Sing, dance, got the look, entertainment. He's in shape. He's one of the last. He's like Tom Cruise with movies, where Tom Cruise is like the last movie star. That's Usher when it comes to showmanship.
Right, but do you think Usher is a better showman than Bruno Mars and has more hits than Bruno Mars? Because I don't.
No, I would say they're very comparable. He probably has a few more hits just simply because he's been in it at least publicly longer. Like, he came out in like 95, 96, so he may have a few more hits just simply based off time. But I would put them in the same vein. Look, I would say if Justin Timberlake can do it, Usher can do it.
Right. And the other thing is, I mean, they keep saying Bruno Mars, you can't bring him back every year. You can't bring, I mean.
First of all, when is the last time we've seen Bruno Mars? Do we even know what he, because, you know, he may be having some issues.
He's got no new music.
Bruno Mars?
It's a good point. He's got no new music since that last album.
So, I mean, how many times are we going to see him? I love it. I just say, he is always a great go-to, but I think Usher's going to surprise you, John.
Okay. I'm willing to give him a chance. I just don't, I thought they could do better.
Matter of fact, if you are surprised, I'm finally going to go out there and go golfing with you.
Me, you,
Big Game James, if you're surprised by Usher, then let's get out there and make that happen. But I guarantee you, you're going to find yourself out there dancing at home or wherever you're doing a Super Bowl party. You're going to start dancing more than you think you are.
Okay.
By the way, Kelvin, I'm a huge Channel 1 watcher. I love the Channel 1.
You are, and I keep texting you to asking you if you want to come on the show. Wake your butt up and answer a text.
Do you have my number? I haven't gotten a text from you.
What do you mean? He just texted you 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm looking at my text chain. You've never invited one time you invited me on the show. I think when the Rams were going to the Super Bowl.
But wait a minute. If Kelvin invites you and you don't respond at all, why would he invite you again?
Well, I don't see any invitations. Kelvin, I will come on the Channel 1 anytime. You know my lifetime dream is to be on Giselle Fernandez's LA Voices show.
And I will be on with her. I'm sure you guys are going to talk about and cover when the Kobe trophy. I'll be on with her Thursday morning. I'm telling you, I can make this happen. Look, man, this is what I do. I'm also, I broker deals, brother. Okay?
All right.
Don't ignore my text messages.
Yeah, quit ignoring Kelvin Washington.
I will never ignore you again, Kelvin.
All right, Kelvin, congrats
on your... Unless it's Travis and I down there and we asked you to come on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Then he had a bigger name on the other line. But hey, Kelvin, congrats too on your Lions. You can proudly wear your Lions gear for the first time in 20 years, right?
Yeah, you know what? Somebody had a great way of explaining it. They said it's the first time in their life they can actually say that they were hurt by the Lions, because they usually suck and we don't even get hurt.
Right.
Like, we're rooting for other teams or enjoying the Super Bowl or playoffs with other teams. It is the first time in my life that I can say I was genuinely hurt and saddened, which was a good thing because at least they were even in contention. So it was a good run between Michigan football and then the Lions. We can't complain. We had a good run in the state of Michigan.
By the way, I will say this. I just went through my text chain with you, and I have a number of times said I'm not available. I will be available the next time you ask.
You know what?
Oh, I definitely won't be asking you back. This is like them not asking Janet Jackson back to the Super Bowl. It ain't happening.
All right.
Exactly. And, Kelvin, you can ask
me. That's good, because I don't do TV.
Yeah, you can ask me, Kelvin, but my response will be, if it were any other day.
I'm golfing.
Exactly. Hey, right, Kelvin,
buddy.
thanks for coming on, man.
That's a great Kelvin Washington, who used to work here and, like most people we work with, has surpassed us with a huge television career.
It is weird. You know, I don't like doing anything on TV anymore.
Because before that was like the one thing driving you more than anything
else. Whenever anything comes up, like Bergman, you'll say, do you want to go on this channel or that? I'm like, nah.
You always say no.
Nah. I'm just not. I don't know. I'm done with TV. I'm done with the TV part of life.
And then someone's going to call you and he's going to be on TV next week.
Do you guys think this, I don't know how closely you've been following what's happening at the LA Times. Well, you know, we're up against it. Let's take a break, and then I want to ask you guys a question about just TV news in general.
Can I talk about the slam dunk contest also?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Valentine's Day is officially next Wednesday. The countdown is on.
Okay, wait a minute. Can I mention something about Valentine's
Day? Yes.
I've worked in offices my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dating someone and you don't come up big on Valentine's Day, you are in big trouble.
Yep.
I have watched these. Laura, you back me up on this. If you're at the office and a bunch of other girls get flowers on Valentine's Day and you don't get any, your man's in the doghouse, right?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I've found. Is that if people don't step up on Valentine's Day, you're in big trouble. So how can they, Mace, you got a deal,
right? Oh, yeah, I got a deal. Laura.
But
what?
We talked about getting Vaughn's flowers, and I said, you got to step up if you're a guy and get Books because it's Valentine's
Day. Exactly.
You
got to get Books. And I got 25% off your entire purchase right now at the Books Company. Yeah.
These guys are great.
Books is my go-to flower source. Here's why. The flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the very best flower farms, even farms on the side of a volcano, so they stay fresh way longer. Books is easy. You can buy roses in one click or choose one of their unique modern designs you can't find anywhere else, like the 100 Red Roses. Valentine's Day, next Wednesday. I placed my order early and picked my own delivery date. You can do it too. Don't believe it when she says, you don't have to get me anything. Be the hero. Go to Books.com. Use promo code ESPN for 25% off. That's Books.com. Promo code ESPN. Books. Promo code ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
There's the Orleans, 336.
Oh, I was hoping for some Orleans today. Still the one.
On a live Imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. Don't forget, Shinano and Cappy are back together again.
Are they here?
In studio.
Oh, exciting.
This hasn't happened for a while.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Because Cappy's a gutless bum.
Oh, come on.
Oh, there's Shin. I was just wondering how much Shinano's going to complain about the drive-in and the rain.
Well, it is a thing, you know.
It is.
Oh, here he comes.
It takes easier than getting here normally.
Oh, Shinano says it's easier.
Fewer people are on the road. I agree.
Shinano and I live in the South Bay, and the whole South Bay is basically underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to be smart.
Apparently, we got 6.5 inches of rain where I live. That's insane. Yeah, and our storage room got completely flooded.
Well, the planes needed it.
Sucked.
Did you have anything good in there?
You got to call Abner Gad if you got some
damage. Abner Gad, I really should, to mitigate some of that stuff. Yeah, no, a bunch of stuff got ruined, like old-timey stuff that I had.
Really?
Yeah.
How did water get in there?
The neighbors moved their gutter, and all of a sudden this thing, it came from under. It didn't come from above. Ah. The roof was fine. It came from underneath.
I hate when it comes from underneath.
Oh, terrible. Terrible. My baseball cards were safe, though.
How many squares we got still left to this hour?
We have to do another two this hour.
Caller number 7 right now at 877-710-ESPN. Talk to Corporate Greg, talk to producer Laura, and get yourself two squares on our Islands Restaurant Super Squares board. Bam! You're going to be up there. And you could possibly win fabulous prizes from Islands Restaurant. Island Boy! Brought to you by Islands Restaurants, your local paradise.
All right, so let me ask you guys a question, as Michael
Yes, please
say.
Do.
I worked in TV news for 25 years. It is a very fun business to work in. It's very high-paced. They have local news in every market in the country.
Yes.
When the LA Times went through all their cutbacks about a week ago, I was talking to somebody who works over there, and they said the plan for now this could change, but the plan for now is to not have a beat writer for any teams except the Dodgers, the Lakers, and USC football.
Yeah.
That's it. No Angels beat writer, no Kings beat writer, no Clippers beat writer, no college basketball beat writers. They don't have the money, they don't have the resources, they don't have the staff. You were mentioning in the last segment that you get a lot of calls to do local news hits.
Yes.
I think you would agree with me that newspapers may, I hope not because we got a lot of friends that work over there, but may be going out of business.
Oh, they're gone.
It's just not the way we consume news anymore.
And the LA Times, by the way, just for the record, is losing $40 million a year.
Right, and that's why they're not going to have beat writers for every team.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have a surplus of writers. They're gonna cut. Is local news next, or is that safe?
I think that I actually saw a story last night about news deserts. There are large stretches of the country where they don't really have local TV outside
cities.
Honest
answer to this question.
Yeah.
When's the last time you sat through a 30-minute local newscast?
I have it on in the background, never sit down and watch the whole thing.
This.
Yeah, good. What is it, George?
I never miss KTLA on the weekend mornings.
Oh.
On the weekend mornings.
Never miss it.
What's never interesting,
who is it? Used to be, switched out it used a bunch to be of people. Mark Wait Meister. A minute. Who is it now?
Is that what Kelly, your wife, works on?
Well, she doesn't work on the weekends anymore.
Okay.
But she started there many years ago. But the weekend mornings, I used to have this guy. Neil Everett and I one time were sitting at a golf course in Oregon talking about KTLA weekend mornings and how much his wife and him love it and how much we love it. It's just a fun show.
Yeah. I've watched it in a long time. I got upset when they got rid of the Mark Meister guy because I thought he was pretty good.
Well,
yeah. And then they got rid of the
reason they got rid
of so
they didn't get rid of I think she went to another
place.
She
went to another station and he ripped the station for letting her go and they fired him.
Yeah,
I mean,
fired
him. You ripped the station.
Yeah,
you bite
the
hand that feeds you.
Exactly.
It normally doesn't work out well.
But KTLA weekends, I always watch. By the way, a lot of their, I've met a couple of them because as you pointed out, Kelly works there. A lot of them are loyal 710 listeners, a lot of the people there.
At KTLA?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a lot of, I know a lot of people there because a lot of those people used to work at KCAL. Our old GM went over there and was Don Corsini. He ran it for years. Don just retired recently. But
see,
there's still a bunch of KCAL.
So that's it. But outside of that, John, to your point, not a lot of local news.
Do you think local news is safe, George?
I think in certain markets. I think in markets like L.A. and New York and Chicago, you'll be fine.
Well,
like
you know,
Atlanta.
Miami is a very talked about local news market where you grew up because that's where the if it bleeds, it leads.
It's the most insane market.
WSVN, right?
Yeah.
Is where that all started?
Yeah. That Rick Sanchez, who was a national anchor for a long time. Yeah, they, I mean, also that city has some of the craziest stuff. Remember when there was that one guy like on meth, like biting people's faces off or whatever, like 20, 15 years ago? Yep. Like that's the stuff that happens there. So it's like a weird place. So I would say like the top 15 to 20 markets, local news is safe.
Right.
But I would say beyond that, John, to your point, I think it's
going to be back. I think newspapers are completely dead.
Well, sports in a lot of these local TV stations outside of the big markets.
Very limited.
Very, very limited.
Yeah. No, I think newspapers like, for example, I used to advertise my theaters a lot at the Desert Sun out in the it's now like this Gannett shell. There's no local news.
Right.
It's just like a bunch of national stories. It's like local papers, I think, are dead. In the case of the LA Times, I hope not, but they've only got 600,000 subscribers. They're losing $40 million a year. To put that in perspective, the New York Times has 10 million subscribers. You got to have a real critical volume. And I don't know why. I mean, I support the LA Times. I love the LA Times. I like seeing those stories, but not enough people do. And I think, by the way, increasingly in smaller towns, there just are no local papers.
Well, didn't Warren Buffett a couple of years ago invest in certain small market newspapers? I thought I read that somewhere.
Patrick Soon-Shiong, the guy who bought the LA Times, one of the richest men in the world.
Right.
But he's, like you say, Macy, he's losing $40
million. $40
million
a year.
And that just can't sustain itself.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. I mean, I think what newspapers should evolve into is, and I think the LA Times started to do that, is hyper-local, right?
Yes.
Right? Like, I almost think you have to come up with different variations of the LA Times for different regions of the town.
Yeah.
So you have like, I know the OC Register exists, but an LA Times OC version.
Yes.
An LA Times Valley version. An LA Times,
San Gabriel Valley version.
A coastal version.
High Desert
version.
Right.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
I think that's, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that costs more. But I would think that if you, because people have become more into niches. Is that fair?
Yes, fair. Yeah.
So I think that's probably your best way to survive.
Yeah, I think hyper-local is the thing that you've probably got to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the, we just had Kelvin Washington. Channel One does that. They're hyper-local.
Right.
They had more people standing in the rain than any TV station in Southern California. It was unbelievable.
Let me tell you.
Let's go to the Grapevine.
Standing in the rain right now is a thing. I did see some of the news yesterday because of the rains.
Yep.
Man, I felt so bad for some of these people. There was some houses in Baldwin Hills, some places in Sherman Oaks, where it was just like people lost their homes.
Yeah.
Like it was bad.
Yeah,
my
storage facility went down.
Well, that's not that, but yes, I did.
Yeah,
hear
it
was
terrible.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
Sure, call Avner Gat.
I do. I got to mitigate that.
Yeah, Cappy will hook you up.
Then you get the mold and you get all that stuff, so you got to get it cleaned up.
Yeah, get the water boy.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Bergman, who won the Super Squares?
Eric Benvenuto from Rancho Cucamonga. And Laura's in there going to put your name on the island Super Squares right now.
Awesome.
Stop keeping Jacob from waiting, man.
Yeah, it's time. It's time for some Game of Games. Jacob Bermani is going to join us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
All right. Do you play golf, pickleball, tennis, soccer, basketball, football, and afterwards your knees hurt? Does your back hurt? Back pain and knee pain are the most common soreness that people encounter. If you sit at a desk all day or if you're delivering boxes, it takes a toll on your body. I have a solution for you. It's called iSpot Active. It's wearable cryotherapy. I use cryopods and sit in ice baths to treat my soreness for years. But now I just put on one of these compression garments with the flexible ice-cold gel packs that fit in pockets and go on with my day. I wear it out, and then when I get home, I just take it off, throw it back in the freezer. I'm good to go for the next day. Mace, you got one for the long sleeves for your shoulders, your back, and your elbows. What do you think?
It's unbelievable. Honestly, it's like going to cryo without going to cryo.
And it's much more cost-effective.
Absolutely.
Because cryo can be really expensive.
Yeah.
Do what you love every day with iSpot Active. It's icing made easy. Go to this website, iSpotActive.com. iSpotActive.com, you'll see James Worthy. You'll see a doctor giving a testimonial. It'll answer any questions you have. Start icing a smarter and better way with iSpotActive.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. It is Game of Games time. It is Ireland's game today. He's back from the Grammy trip, and Jacob Abrani joins us. Jacob,
hi,
what's
Jacob.
Going on, man?
Hi, guys.
Thanks for navigating the rain to get here.
I would never miss it.
Excellent.
Does business pick up when it rains as much as it has?
Phone
More
calls,
accidents, right?
Phone calls yeah. pick up. Yeah, yeah phone calls pick up, but you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Equal business,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let me tell you what we got. This Thursday, as we've been talking about, is the NBA trade deadline. In honor of that, I have a game about famous trades.
Okay.
All right. It's multiple choice. We have five players: Brian Cohen, Laura Romo, Greg Bergman, Steve Mason, Jacob Abrani. Here we go.
Let's do this.
Question one. Brian, we're starting with you. When the Clippers traded for Paul George in 2019, they sent Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Danilo Gallinari, two pick swaps, and how many first round picks to the Thunder? Was it A, 3, B, 4, or C, 5? 3,
I'm gonna
4,
go
or 5?
B, 4.
Okay. Laura?
I'm going to go 3.
Greg?
I think it was 3.
Mace?
I also think it was 3.
Jacob?
I'm going with 3.
You all missed it.
5.
5.
5
wow.
first-round
picks. Oh. And Shai.
And Shai.
And what a,
but if the Clippers win the title this year, then they'll
and
say
then
it was
it
worth it.
Been worth it, yeah.
Right, so nobody on, worth, it's not worth it.
Another big if.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, Laura, we'll start with you.
Okay.
When the Dodgers traded for Manny Ramirez from Boston in 2008, there was a third team involved in that deal. Who was that team? Was it A, Detroit, B, Pittsburgh, or C, Tampa Bay? Tigers, Pirates, or Bucks, Laura? Or Rays, I should
Rays,
say.
Tampa Bay.
You're going Tampa. Okay, Greg. Oh, Detroit, Pittsburgh, or Tampa?
Okay, this was before Friedman. I'm going to say Detroit.
Okay, Mace.
I also think Detroit.
Jacob.
I will go Tampa.
Brian.
I think I'm going to go Pittsburgh.
You're glad you did. It was Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Was in that deal.
Somebody's finally on the board.
Brian has
go,
the
Brian.
Only point in two questions. All right, number three. Greg, coming to you.
Oh, jeez, I'm doing terrible. Go ahead.
When the Lakers traded for Kobe Bryant in 1996, he was drafted by Charlotte.
Oh, that's always a
what
question.
Pick did Charlotte use to select Kobe in the 96 draft? A, the 11th pick, B, the 13th pick, C, the 15th pick. 11, 13, or 15, Greg?
I'm going to get this wrong. I'm going to be really upset with myself. 13th.
Okay, Mace. 11, 13, or 15?
I'm also going to be upset with myself. I will try 11.
Okay, Jacob.
11.
Brian.
11.
Laura.
I'm going with Greg, 13.
You're glad you did. It was the 13th.
What? I knew that. Come on now. Like, how do y'all not know that?
I thought I knew it, but I was unsure.
The score is Brian 1, Laura 1, Greg 1.
I thought it was 11.
Mace and Jacob yet to scratch.
Don't complain, Jacob.
All right. I will not be the one to assess. Jacob will never get a penalty in my game. I'll tell you that. I know who cuts the checks around here. All right.
He'll sue you.
Mace, this one to you.
Okay.
When the Celtics traded for Kevin Garnett in 2007, how many total players and picks did the Wolves receive for Garnett? A, 5, B, 6, or C, 7? 5, 6, or 7?
I'll go 7.
Jacob?
I will go 6.
Brian?
I'll also go 6.
Laura?
I'm going to go 5.
Greg?
I'm with Laura. I think it's 5.
Steve Mason, the only one who got it. Here it is. Al Jefferson, Ryan Gomes, Sebastian Telfair, Gerald Green, Theo Ratliff, Cash, and two of Boston's first-round picks for a total of 7.
Seven. Wow.
All right. This one, Jacob, is coming to you. When the Lakers traded Shaq to Miami in 2004, which one of these players did not come from the Heat in that deal? Was it A, Chucky Atkins, B, Brian Grant, or C, Caron Butler? Atkins?
Chucky
going Chucky. All right, Brian.
Caron Butler.
Laura?
I'm going to go with Brian Butler.
Butler. Greg? Atkins, Grant, or Butler?
I'm going to go with Atkins.
Okay.
I'm also
Mace.
Going with Atkins.
Atkins is the correct
Absolutely
answer. So
right.
Jacob, Mace, and Greg get it. So right now, it is Steve Mason 2, Greg Bergman, 2. Jacob Lohr and Brian, 1 each.
Okay.
Damn, all right, come on, Jacob.
I'm coming.
All right, Brian, coming back to you. When the Kings traded for Wayne Gretzky in 1988, they sent 3 players, 3 first-round picks, and a sum of money to Edmonton. Hmm. How much money did the Kings send to the Oilers in that deal? A, $15 million, B, $30 million, C, $45 million. 15, 30, or 45?
$30
million. Laura?
15.
Greg?
Yeah, 15.
Mace?
15.
Jacob?
I'm going with the crowd, 15.
15 is the correct answer. I actually thought you guys would miss that. $15 million for Gretzky sounds cheap, doesn't it?
Hockey is cheap.
Yeah, it is
cheap.
There's no money today.
In hockey.
Today.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right, so let me see how many we have left here. We may have to go to the leaders. Yeah, we'll go to the leaders because we only have 2 left.
Okay.
All right, the leaders are Greg and Mace. So, Greg, this one coming to you.
Okay.
When the Lakers traded for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1975, LA sent 4 players to the Bucks in return. Who else did the Bucks send with Kareem to complete that trade? A, Lucius Allen. B, Walt Wesley. C, Don Ford. Allen, Wesley, or Ford, Greg?
Let's go with Lucius Allen.
All right, Mace.
Let's go with Walt Wesley.
Jacob.
Let's go with David Allen.
Lucius Allen?
Lucius Allen.
Brian.
Let's go with Ford.
Laura.
Wesley.
It is Wesley, and Mason has the lead by himself.
Nice. Whoa. Nice. All right. Only 1 question left. Right?
Yeah, so Jacob and Brian are out.
Sorry, Jacob.
Thank you.
Laura and Greg, you guys are
one back. My heart goes
out
to you.
So
Thoughts
Mason's
got to
go first. You guys got to go opposite of what Mason does.
Damn it.
Okay. Oh, boy. And it's a question kind of tailor-made for when the Rams traded for Matthew Stafford in 2021, they sent Jared Goff and 3 picks to the Lions. Which 3 picks did they send to Detroit? A, 2 firsts and a second. B, 3 first-round picks. C, a first and 2 seconds. So 2 firsts and a second, 3 first-round picks, or a first and 2 seconds, Mace.
I'm going to say 3 first-rounders.
All right, Greg, that means you go 2 firsts and a second or a first and 2 seconds.
Well,
F them picks.
So I think it was, I can't do that one. So the one that was 2 firsts and 1 second, is that on there?
Yep, that's on there. You want to go with that one? All right, Laura, what do you say?
I'm going C.
We have a tie.
Oh, no.
It is Greg Bergman and
Let's go, Mace.
It was 2 firsts and a second. I thought for sure you would get that.
I thought it was 3.
All right, get something to write with, Bergman. Okay. Mace, get something you got something to write with.
I got it. Captain just called you out for not being a Rams fan.
Screw you.
This is closest.
I know
okay?
whose house this is.
The closest wins. You can go over.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
How many players on the current Lakers roster were acquired by trade? So there are 17 players on the current Laker roster. How many were acquired by trade?
They're on there.
All right, Greg, do you write something down?
I'm writing it down in the air.
Okay, I've got it written down, so say yours.
Say yours, Greg. What do you got?
I'm going to say 9.
9. Mace?
11.
We have a winner.
It's Mason, isn't it?
The winner is Greg Bergman.
Oh!
The answer is 5.
5?
Anthony Davis.
Because
LeBron
wasn't.
Rui Hachimura, D'Angelo Russell, Jared Vanderbilt, and Maxwell Lewis.
And everybody else
either signed as a free agent or drafted by the Lakers.
Oh, my God.
Yep, and Bergman wins it.
Yeah. This is the worst thing that's happened to me this week.
Brian hit the super. Well, first of all, let's think about it, Jacob.
Yeah, Jacob. By the way, 3 in a row. Went 3 in a row, huh?
Yep, that's exciting.
Now, do you want the Lakers to make a trade or no?
I don't want them to make a trade just to make a trade. And when you look at who's out there right now, I don't think there's any player that's going to make a difference or shake up our world.
Yeah, and they played really well. the last three games. And then they beat Boston without LeBron and AD. Which is so beautiful. They found something out. Let's see what they do.
Yeah.
Jacob, great to see you.
Thank you.
You going Thursday?
Yes.
For the big ceremony?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Game of Games is brought to you by Call Jacob. Don't forget, if you're involved in an accident, you're slipping, you're sliding out there in the rain, Jacob is the guy you want. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Or go to calljacob.com. Great seeing you, man.
Great to see you.
Let's hit the Super Stager.
Mason and Ireland are the island
boys. There you go.
I'm decked out in Islands gear because we're doing an Islands promotion.
Yeah,
today.
The Island Super Squares.
And they are the employers of Young Jack Ireland.
That
so
is
I'm
right.
going to stay on the good side
Which
of the Islands people.
Which is a very nice story. Yeah, I love that. I love that. Shidano's here. Cappy is here together in the studio.
And Cappy has a box.
Box of something.
What's in the box?
Anytime Cap walks in with a box, it's normally good news for someone in this room. Is it good news for anyone other than you, Cap?
It is good news for you boys.
Okay.
What's in the box? First of all,
yes, Cappy.
The story of your son.
Isn't that a good story?
Isn't that nice?
Amazing. I love that story.
Yeah. So if you didn't hear it, I told it at the earlier crosstalk. I have a son in the autism spectrum. He's 22. He's never had a job,
mm-hmm.
and he's been going to Islands for about 15 years. So I called the regional manager Dan in Manhattan Beach, and Dan and Kim, the manager, said, "We all know Jack here. He's been coming here forever.
Yep.
We'll give him a job. So he works 3 days a week at Islands for the cleanup crew. He washes dishes." Buses, tables, whatever they need him to do, and he loves it.
Very nice.
So he's very awesome. Nice.
A great story.
I hear he's awesome at the job.
Yeah, they're happy so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Hopefully
That's
he can
so
keep
cool.
it up.
That's great. Well, we love islands around here.
Island buys.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
in the box?
Don't you want to know?
I
yeah.
do.
No,
That's
actually,
why I asked.
We do. What's in the box?
Do you, want to delay it?
Is no. it something for
Should
your
I?
Crew, or is it something for us?
Well,
Oh, Jesus. Can you just say it?
Would you like me to change the subject?
No. You're
gonna
regret this.
Yeah,
no. yes.
I already
yes.
regret
yes.
it.
Yes.
All right. What is in the box?
I am opening the box right
okay.
now.
Okay.
It's just Skechers.
In
and
the
box. Coming out of the box.
It's your Skechers.
That's
listen
what I said.
Shidano, it's
coming
the Skechers.
Out of the box.
Yeah.
Are the brand new Skechers.
Oh,
yes,
the slip-ons. I love these.
Oh, yeah. wow. Size. Oh, I'm very happy with you right now.
Size 14 for me.
Size 14.
Isn't that what it is?
I'm a 10 and a half, so I'm happy to get anything.
Let me tell you guys something right now, and I think George Sedano will second this motion
I'm
when I tell you.
These.
Yeah, these are great.
These are the most comfortable shoes you will ever wear in your
Love
life.
It.
They are very comfortable.
Oh, that's great,
dude.
Man.
They slip right on. Now, by the
these
way.
These aren't the Snoop ones.
Those
Snoop's
are not
got
the Snoop
some.
Ones.
Okay.
Those are not the Snoop ones.
Yeah, these are cool, though.
But now we all have like a team shoe going on around
nice.
Here. You know
nice.
What I'm saying? Everybody got them, almost everybody. I got to get a couple more.
So
pairs.
Do you have some secret deal with Skechers we should know about?
I don't.
Mean, he's always got secret deals with everybody.
That's true.
Right.
What he just said
Are
is
they
exactly
sponsoring
right.
the CappyCast?
Not yet.
Oh, but you're working on
no,
it. Yes.
Not yet.
What we're,
the key
what
you're using
on,
this to get that.
Well, what we're working on is getting Skechers to be involved with our pickleball tournament.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because Skechers has gone deep. I almost said a different word before. Like these footballs. They're deep.
Into
pickleball now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm trying to get Skechers to get involved with our pickleball.
Oh, that'd
event.
Be great.
So,
and I'm telling you guys right now, once you wear these shoes, listen, I shouldn't say anymore. What do you think, George?
Yeah, they're great.
No,
do you wear
not
with,
great. Great's not enough.
George, do you wear them with,
great.
Yeah,
wear
go
with
over
socks?
The top.
No socks or both?
No, socks.
It's with socks.
Always socks.
Yeah. Okay.
Always socks.
Yeah, because you get stinky. You don't want stinky.
Now,
feet.
Are these good for pickleball?
Listen, they're great
or
for
these
everything.
These are slip-ons. I need to up my shoe game. So.
Check out these Skechers I'm rocking.
Okay.
Let me see.
Take a look at these. Oh, wow. Those are something.
See?
Yeah.
And by
yeah.
the way, these are slip-ons, even though
they have laces and they're still slip-ons.
They're
slip-ons.
Look
by
at that.
Oh, my God. That is
by
such
way,
a...
Cappy, we had something come up on the show today, and half the...
Oh,
most
you're not going to like this. I heard this.
Most of the room thinks you're not going to like this. I think you may actually consider
Oh,
it.
No.
I heard
right.
this on the
yeah,
drive-in.
This is going to offend Cappy.
This is Larry David
mm-hmm.
on Bill Simmons' podcast with a suggestion on how to improve football.
But I really believe that we should get rid of goalposts in football. No, no. The field goals ruin the game. They don't enhance the game. They make it worse. You have a guy who's kicking a ball through parallel bars to win games. Why? There's no reason behind it. He's not a football player. Buffalo didn't lose that game. this guy, this one guy who's not even a football player, loses the game for them. Why do we have to have it? What for what reason?
So you would get rid of kickers entirely and you just go for it on fourth down every time and not have kickoffs.
Well, unless you want to punt.
Right. So you keep punters.
You keep punters. Yeah.
Okay.
So he keeps punters. He gets rid of kickers, Cappy.
What do you think, Cap? Now, for people who don't know, Cap was a college football kicker at Pittsburgh. Your son was a kicker.
Right.
Kicking has been a big part of your life.
I mean, the tribe. He's going against you there.
I know. And let me tell you, I'm kind of getting a little tired of Larry Davis.
Oh, wow.
By the way, I'm entirely with you, actually. I mean, listen, wow. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's great.
I love the show. Yeah. By the way, if it wasn't for Leon, I don't think there'd be another season. I mean, I think Leon changed the whole show years ago. I love Larry David on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm tired of his constant, like, beatdown on kickers. And by the way, I took great offense the other day when he was on, like, the Today Show and he beat up Elmo.
He choked out Elmo.
Uncool.
I saw that, yeah.
Uncool.
I did not.
Oh, yeah, he choked out.
Elmo can be annoying.
He apologized afterwards. Oh,
he
was forced to.
I accept your apology, Larry. He
was going to get canceled.
Yes.
I mean, hey, Lar, this is now, like, what's her
your
face?
You're Susie Essman.
Right, Susie. Lar, shut the F up, Lar.
Yeah.
Okay? Larry, get the F out of here, Larry.
By the way, George, they were at the game together at the Garden I did on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, I saw
them. They're sitting in the front row.
Yeah, I saw that. So, interestingly enough, Mike Trudell sent me a text like a week ago that said when he got back from the Grammy trip, he wanted to come on to tell you that he also believes there shouldn't be kickers, and he wanted to run it by you.
And Trudell was a college soccer player.
Right. And I am doing UFL games this year, as you pointed out the other day. There are no extra points in UFL.
So what happens
games.
When you score a touchdown?
So you have three options in the UFL, which is the XFL and USFL combined now for the spring football league. You can at the 2-yard line, you can go for 1 point.
Right.
At the 5-yard line for 2 points. At the 10-yard line for 3 points.
What do you sense most teams will do?
I think they'll just do the 2-yard line thing.
Hmm. Yeah.
I might go for. I'd go for 10 yards.
Well, it depends on where you are in the game. Yeah, right. If you're down.
I think early on, I think people will take the easy thing. To Mason's point, as the game evolves, you may do it for strategy.
Yeah, I mean, here, if I need 9 to tie,
then
I'm
you're good to go.
From 10.
Right.
You want to know what bothers me about this whole Larry
David
thing?
Oh, no. What else bothers you?
I'm going to tell you something
else.
Be
angry, man, yelling at Sky.
I'm going to be angry at Larry David here for a second. And Larry, I know you're listening right now.
He's a big listener.
Because
everybody listens.
That's exactly right. You know what bothers me about this notion of they're not football players? Okay, well, if you're a football player and you say that the kickers aren't football players, I understand that. But when you're a comedian and you say that the kickers aren't football players, let's chill on that. It's like the other day. Did you guys happen to see when Chris Russo insulted Dan Orlovsky on ESPN?
I did, When he was throwing footballs at the Pro Bowl thing.
Yeah.
Right.
And Orlovsky's in street clothes, and he's winging these balls, right?
Yeah, but he actually did a really good
job.
He
looked good.
He
was phenomenal. He was great. He would have won the competition had he been in it. No joke.
Right.
And you have a guy like Russo who goes, yeah, but he was a scrub in the NFL, so that doesn't make up for it. It's like, bro, do you know how hard that guy had to work to just make it to the NFL?
Well, think about it. There's only maybe 60 to 90 guys ever at one given time who are NFL quarterbacks. You got to be, like, unbelievable.
Right.
And there's only 32 starting. So that's pretty crazy.
Right, and there's 32 NFL kickers, and there's, like, 150 guys that are all qualified and ready and waiting, and they can't even sniff a job. Come on, Larry.
Yeah, the other thing about Larry is he went after SoFi Stadium, which I
what's the problem
which
there?
I love.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, whatever.
He says it's really loud and he hates Sam Lagana, our friend, the PA announcer SoFi Stadium.
He should go to a Charger game then. You think you'd hate that PA guy way worse?
See, I've never heard that PA guy.
Oh yeah, horrible.
Bad.
Yeah.
So
I love Sam Lagana.
Yeah, he's great.
Well, you love everything SoFi though.
Yeah,
what's I heard John and Chris kind of get on
you. What's not to love?
It's
a $5 billion stadium in our backyard. My God.
How about if $5 billion, you get better food?
Yeah, how about...
Better parking.
Yeah, look,
better
it's a big, gigantic
criticisms.
Stadium. $5 billion where they're hosting the Olympics, where they're hosting the World Cup,
so
where they're hosting
why is the food so
Taylor
bad?
Swift.
Yeah.
I don't know where you are that you
the
got bad food.
The only place that does good food that's a sporting venue in this town is LAFC. Their food is out
LAFC's
of control.
Awesome. Yeah. But it's a great little stadium. It's easier to do
stuff
there.
And Crypto, if you're in the place where Cappy took the plates.
Right.
Oh, right.
Yeah. If you're in the Lexus Club.
Yeah, when you walk away for $75 a plate.
Right. I worked a game in Charlotte last night.
And there Thursday.
Del Curry, Steph's dad, is the TV analyst for
the
Charlotte.
Hornets. Yeah.
So 2-3 years ago, I was playing golf at Bel Air, which is a really tough place to get into. I've only played like two or three times. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming up the 18th hole. And going out on the first hole is a threesome. Larry David.
Doc Rivers.
Del Curry, Doc Rivers.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I see Del last night, and I say, hey, I've always wanted to ask you this. I tell him that story, and I say, who won? And he goes, it's funny you should ask. It came down to the last hole, 18-foot putt, pretty long one, to win the whole thing. And he made it.
Who?
Larry David.
Get out of here.
Really? Wow. Money. Yeah. And apparently Larry's upset that Doc's back coaching because he takes money from him regularly.
Oh, those two were golfing all the time when Doc was broadcasting, because Doc would tell us the stories.
Don't you see Larry? Isn't Larry at Mountain Gate all the time?
No, he's at Bel Air.
Bel Air.
Oh, he is. Really?
Yeah, I've got Sam Jackson. Mm-hmm. I've got Don Cheadle. Well, Don Cheadle plays a lot at Riviera.
And at Riv, too, because Doc is a member of Riv, and they're tight.
Did you ever see the one
Jim Hill, Riviera. Yeah.
You ever see the one Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry has this relationship with the guy at the front gate when he pulls into the country club, and he rolls down his window, he's trying to be polite. You know, and he's like, hey, how you doing?
Or cordial, like he was
cordial,
this past week.
Exactly.
Yes. Like Sunday.
And then he winds up, you got to sit there and listen and have a conversation. And finally, Larry decides, I got to change the relationship. So he pulls up and the guy starts yapping at him. He's like, no more. He rolls up his window. I'm done with you. I don't want to hear it anymore. We're done. Our relationship is over. And that's the thing. You try and be nice. And then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you got the guy at the gate who wants to be your best friend every
right.
time you
yeah,
pull
up. Yeah, but that's you. You're the guy at the gate.
No. I'm the guy who's being nice. I'm Larry.
Yeah.
I'm Larry.
By the way, Bergman watched that and said it wasn't funny.
Yeah.
That particular episode?
Yeah, he thought it wasn't funny.
No, I thought it was funny because to me it was real.
Yeah.
Him yelling at Siri was enough for me in the whole thing. And Leon yelling at the fat dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the fat dog and the glasses and the Brooke and Brookie.
Nothing is more annoying when you're trying to get a lot. Or I actually think it's not just Siri, but when you're trying to call, like, let's say you're calling like AT&T or something, and you're trying to get a live person.
Oh, forget
and
yeah.
all you're getting is the automated thing. Yeah. I literally just go, representative, please.
I was in
pharmacist.
I was in New York, and I kept talking to my phone. Hey, Siri, give me directions to FedEx office.
Yep.
And the guy says, the guy comes on and goes, here are your directions to Fedco.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's right. Like, gives you the wrong stuff.
Right. It took forever.
You guys want to know that this is the worst one. So I had TSA pre-check.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And I had Global Entry, which is called like the Century.
Sure. Okay. That's great.
It got suspended. Over a whole misunderstanding.
Yours got suspended. Got okay. Suspended. Is this when you went to Mexico that one time?
Right. So it got it got suspended.
Let's just say he
brought an entire dispensary with me.
Yeah. Did you really? In the actual packaging, though.
To Mexico? Yeah,
but in the packaging.
And they,
like,
they,
that says cannabis.
And they, like, saw me and they're like.
If he would have just put it in, like, any other thing, like, nobody would have known the difference.
What are you thinking?
I wasn't.
And then
thinking.
You got suspended from TSA
that's not really why I got suspended, but I got, for something else, I got suspended, right? I was a bad boy. Okay?
Yeah.
I was a bad boy. Let me tell you guys something.
He's like Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Exactly like Killer Mike. They took me out in cuffs.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Getting your TSA and your Global Entry is hard enough. Getting it back after suspension is
whole new ball game.
Right. Oh, wow. Impossible. Because I'm like you, George. I'm sitting there talking to the automated service yesterday. I just need a person. I called every phone number I could find on the Department of Homeland Security, et cetera, et cetera. I just need a human being. Can't find one.
Yeah.
Don't have any. Oh, I'm so screwed.
Just go to the website.
I went. Yeah. That's why I got all the
phone numbers. That's what everybody does.
Yeah. Go to the website. All right.
Where are you guys going? You guys going somewhere?
We're leaving. I gotta go try these shoes on.
Dude,
from now on, whenever I play this, it's over.
Tomorrow, I want a Skecher review. Just so you guys know, George wears his Skechers. I have not worn my Skechers out of the house yet. They've become my house shoes, these blue ones.
Oh, okay.
And they are the most comfortable shoes. And DeAndre, yep. Back me up on this.
Yeah, I wore them to the gym. They're comfortable.
They're good?
Yeah, they're comfortable.
They're good for the gym?
Yeah, they're good for the gym.
Because Beto tried to insult his Skechers. He was like, oh, man, those are grandpa shoes. And that's exactly when DeAndre had to tell him, no, dog, these are the most comfortable shoes you'll ever put on your feet.
Exactly.
Plus, Mason, I'll tell you one other thing.
Yeah, tell me.
An inch and a half of height.
Oh, really?
An inch and a half of height.
Oh, that's nice. I like it.
I'm like 6'4 in these things.
Nice. All right, let's go.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Oh, no.
We're out. I'm sorry. The segment's over. If it were any other day, Chris.
John, be sure to leave the hat, too, for Cappy, please.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I'm taking this. I'm wearing that's going to be my new hat.
He's that's an fine. Island boy.
He can take it, then. You're an adopted island boy. Did you see earlier, during an Usher review, while Nice and Slow was playing, that Mason and I dump trucked each other together.
Nuh-uh.
End to end, and then we touched ways.
Yeah, it was magical.
And so all I can say is, what are you and I going to do today?
You got a topic.
I'm leaving you this hat.
Okay, well,
I like that.
Mace, how's your neck?
My neck is actually okay.
Well, no, we went like
because I was actively doing the dump truck myself, which protected
double
my
dump
neck.
Truck.
Yeah, I thought you didn't want a dump truck.
I just did. I did it because just to shut him up. I just did stuff to shut him up. That's what I did. I'm sure it will live forever, right?
Mace, well, that's gonna open up the mansion.
Oh God,
Mace, what time is it?
We're back tomorrow at 1, 7:10 ESPN.